All right, can everyone take their seat, please? And turn your name tag around to face me, please. Even if someone's not here, if you turn around so that I can see who I can yell at. I think we're too hot here. This too loud. How's everybody doing this morning? They put you on the front row, huh? You must have done something wrong. You repent in advance, huh? You don't even know what it is, huh? Awesome. Carol, who's supposed to be there next to you? Oh, okay, yeah, Lynn. She has an excuse. If you're in Europe, that gives you an excuse. Good. And who's this walking in late sheepishly? Is this Mr.? Hello, Dexter. How are you? Otto, could you start us off with a prayer this morning? Awesome. So this is staff development, and some of you may be wondering why we're here. What are we doing? I got a lot of work to do back at my office. Why am I here? Probably a year and a half ago, I was at one of our Victory Pastor staff meeting, and they had passed around a sheet that showed the growth of the ministry over the last 10 years. And I have a fascination with numbers and just started playing around with them and wondered if anyone had projected what our potential growth would be based on the last 10 years. So I just figured out what our percentage of growth had been, and it turned out we had, at that point, averaged 26% annual growth for 10 years. Now, 26% growth, you know, the rule of 72, that means we're going to double every 3 years. And so when I thought about doubling every 3 years, and I think the attendance in Metro Manila was something around 38 or 39, so I just projected that. This was 2009. And that meant around 120,000 people by the year 2015, which seemed terrifying to have that many people. And realizing that some of our leadership situations, we're pressed at 39,000. What are we going to do at 120,000? And so it was at that point that I began talking with Pastor Manny and Joey about the need to be prepared by actively training our existing staff. And so through the process of a lot of discussions, we came up with really an overall leadership development program. That staff development is just one component. There are two other components. There's a component of mentoring. Pastor Manny is working on that, where all of the pastoral ministries will have active mentors in their life. And then another component is local church leadership development. How to get people past just leading a small group or leading a few small groups to that next level of local leadership. And I think Pastor Robert is working on that. But with staff development, this is my responsibility. And initially, I proposed three categories: our senior leaders, our pastors, and our campus ministers. As soon as Steve Merle saw the list, he was excited about it, but he immediately added administrators to it. And I think that's very crucial and significant when we think about the role of administrators in Metro Manila. And I know the nature of your job is you don't get a lot of attention, a lot of applause. You're not the ones primarily on stage. Some people don't know what you do. And I'm sure it's easy to feel underappreciated. But when I think about how we got where we are and what it's going to take to get where we need to go, the role of the administrator is crucial. And I'm not sure that all of you fully appreciate how important you are and what it's going to take for each one of you to develop the skills that you need and to really grow into the person that we need you to become in order that we can really do what God's called us to do here. I'm a student of church history. It's my real passion. If you look at my library at home, the vast majority of books, and we have a number of books in our house. I don't go into bookstores too often because it's too painful. On my pocketbook and on my inner man, because I want all the books there. But the majority of books in my library relate to church history. So I'm a fanatical student of the past. And I guess having context is my number one theme, has a lot to do with that. Context and learner and input. So I can never get enough. But when I look over 2,000 years of church history and I look at what God has done here and what could happen here among us in Manila and in the Philippines, I don't know if anything quite like this has ever happened in church history. I don't know if there's anything quite like it in the world. And I know most of you are involved in the day-to-day nuts and bolts of just doing the ministry. And you're probably, even as we're talking now, you're thinking about seven things that aren't done, that need to be done, that are pressing on you. And the daily pressure of all those things that need to get done, and your pastor's going to come in the office tomorrow or soon and wonder why X, Y, and Z, what the progress is, that you can miss the big picture of just how significant your role is and how significant what God's doing here really is. Not only worldwide, I don't know of anything like this in the world, nor anything quite like this in the history of the church. And without you, we cannot do what God's called us to do. We can't do it. And it's going to require each person here not only gaining more skills, and we're going to talk about that and hopefully equip you in those, but even beyond skills, it's going to take something on the inside, a way of thinking about yourself and your role is going to have to change. You're going to have to expand and grow and see how vital you are in a new way so that on the inside you get bigger. So that all of the things that have to get done, and I mean, I know something about local church leadership and what happens in a local church, and I know when you think about your local church, you probably think we are so disorganized or there are so many things that we could do so much better. But I can tell you from my travels in Every Nation and other ministries, this is by far the best run organization that I've ever been a part of. Certainly in Every Nation, but in any church setting. And I do some consulting with for-profit companies. And even in for-profit companies, this is the best that I've seen. It's the reason why in my mid-50s, I'm investing my life here. Not just because of the spiritual things that are taking place, but I have to be a part of an organization that values excellence. And this is the best organization in the world that I know anything about. So that's why I want to be here and invest my life. And I want every person, as we're meeting weekly, not only getting new skills, but getting a new thought about yourself. Thinking much more highly about yourself than you have in the past. Thinking about yourself in such a way that when your pastor has a wonderful God-given idea that you know will not work, okay, that you have the spiritual sense to graciously, humbly, respectfully stand up and say, no, 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 that's not going to work. And let me tell you all the reasons why. I know you think God told you, and I know it's hard when, you know, when a pastor plays the God card, it's sort of hard to argue with that. Well, if it was God, I don't want to argue with God, but I don't think so. Let me tell you why. And here's how a better way that maybe that thing that's in your heart can be accomplished. I think we have to get to that point if we are going to get where we need to be. And if the rate of 26%, well, I don't know if we can continue at that rate, but if we're going to continue and see the kind of things that have been prophesied and that we expect, it's going to take not just new skills, but a new heart, a new spirit, a new attitude. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is this connecting with you? So I hope in this time together, as we're sequestering ourselves once a week, 3 hours plus travel for those who work in other places, it's inconvenient. It's going to make your job, I'm sure, a little bit harder. But it's crucial to you becoming not only more qualified, but at a different level spiritually, a different level of anointing, a different level of leadership that enables us to take the dreams and visions and really see them come to pass. Any thoughts about that? We have microphones on the various tables. Carlos, I saw you amening considerably. Would you like to make any comments? Gigi, she loves to talk in a microphone. Gigi, what are your thoughts? Do you have any thoughts about what I've said? Not about what you're going to talk about, but just what I've just talked about.
No, I mean, this part of what I'm going to say, actually, is okay. True. I just fear that in one way or another, like, this is getting bigger than all of us are. And so this is really timely in the sense that, you know, we really need to, in a sense, cry out to God, but also do things, practical things that, you know, can get us to where we need to be.
Yeah.
You know, so to help, you know, this organization as it grows and this ministry.
Great. Let me just give you a few little facts about our classroom dynamics, how things are going to work, some of our expectations. We have a no media zone during class time. I had to implement that with the senior pastors and leaders yesterday, and it was painful for them, but they were able to do it. So all mobile phones are off, and iPads and various different electronics, okay, during our class time. Now we'll break for 10 minutes every hour, and then radio silence is removed, and you can make contact with whoever you need to make contact, or there's just some urgent issue on Facebook that you have to attend to, you're free to do that. But during class, we have radio silence. Generally, every session will start on the hour, and we'll go for 50 minutes, and then we'll have a 10-minute break. So we go 50 minutes, and we just stop in mid-sentence at the mark. Okay, so at least if you're having a hard time staying awake, at least you know, guaranteed, when we're going to stop, and you'll have a chance to get a caffeine fix or whatever you do to keep yourself awake. And then we'll start promptly at the hour. Okay, and I'm real strict about that. We will start every morning at 9 a.m. And if you are not in your seat at 9 a.m., you are late. And you don't want to be late. Okay, the first time you're late, I'll assign a paper. First time is just one page. Okay, but the next time, we go up incrementally. So then it's 2, and then 4, and then 8, and 16, and 32. You understand? You just don't want to be late, okay? You just have too much to do to spend your time writing papers for me. Now, when we break, and then when we start back at the hour, if you're not in your seat at the hour, you are late, and you just don't want to be late, okay? It's just something you don't want to do because you will get a paper. Now, as of right now, our clock back there is the time, okay? And Otto set it to correspond to the atomic clock that comes from Greenwich in outside of London. And it may be off since then. We didn't check today, did we? But we're looking at getting an atomic clock. Woohoo! Is this Jerry or Jay? Hi, Jay. You're late, you know. Yeah, you just missed the speech on how you don't want to be late. I give mercy the first day. So Jay's off the hook. Praise God for Jay. Mercy the first day, so until you understand the rules. Hopefully we'll get an atomic clock working. The atomic clock syncs with all your Macs and all your various different Mac devices. So whatever that time is the time. So if you come in and say, no, but not my time, I'm not late. I'm sorry, that's like the Bible, okay? That's the standard that all things are judged by. If you have to miss for some reason, Pastor Otto, is that correct? Are you the one here? No. No. Carlos, right? But there's a way to do that through the Facebook site, right? Are we going to explain to them that, or that's self-explanatory? Great. Okay, that's all I have to say. So, Miss Gigi, are you up? Come on down.
I just wanted to, just on behalf of our whole administration team, I've had this question, like, why am I here? You know, some of you might be, have worked for 2 years or 3 years, and then some of us here, 20 plus year, but like, what's the common denominator? Or we have Pastor Otto, I mean, he's a pastor, so it's like, what's this about? And so I just want you to know the selection process, so it's sort of clear. Pastor Paul explained the objectives, but we wish we had a bigger class, actually, but Pastor Paul is very strict about keeping it to 30. And so, you know, if we would have hoped we had more from Ortigas, from U-Belt, from everywhere, but and it's okay because this will be an ongoing thing. So for those of your teammates who are not yet here, they'll be in the next one. But in this initial selection, what we did is you're probably already carrying a very big load in your department or in your church, and so we, you know, your skills really need to get up, you know, as we all do that. Or you're going to even have greater responsibility in a short period of time. So that was the selection criteria. So that's why we're all here together. It's not based on how much experience you've had, or it's just where you are in the ministry and just the positive influence that you are in your team, the weight that you're carrying. All of that is recognized, and that's why you're here. And so on that note, like I said, some of us here are more experienced. Some, you know, this you're just hungry for this because you're new in the ministry. I'm here as a learner. I'm really excited. Like I was saying earlier, just in the past like weeks, you know, with the early numbers that we have this year, this January, where Fort is at 10,000 plus. Pioneer last Sunday, we were at 5,000. Metro East, I mean, it's just a brand new church. I think 4,000? 3,800? I mean, it's like, and there are three administrators there right now, and so you get this sense like, okay, what are we doing? And then Real Life, I mean, the ministry's growing. Life Box, I mean, the registration for the conference is much higher than we had expected. And so you think, you know, parang, Lord, what are we doing? Are we ready for this? And so for me, this is really, really timely. Whatever insecurities I have, and I don't know, maybe you also share that same, you know, parang, you know, am I big enough for this? Can I do this, Lord? And so I'm really, really excited. I'm here to learn. Many of the concepts I've actually learned in my previous life, my previous company, in school, but many of them I've forgotten and I need to be refreshed on. So let's just see it that way. Let's see them with fresh eyes. Even if we've heard these concepts, let's embrace it, see how to apply it in our lives. So every session, let's come hungry to learn and to, you know, how can this make me a better person in what I'm doing? How can I serve my team better? How can I be a bigger support to my pastor? I mean, our pastors, alam mo, hilo na talaga yung mga yun because of everything that's happening. And so let's just continue to, you know, hold the ropes, try to be calm when they're, you know, excited or, you know, getting stressed about everything that's happening. And so let's just, and the other thing, I'm very excited because this is really a cross-section of all our churches, all the ministries, the management team. I hope that through the weeks we'll be together under the strict guidance of Pastor Paul, but we'll also develop relationships so that it will be easy, for example, for Krish from UBel to call Yvette from Metro East. So that's that camaraderie that's built only through time. You know, as you spend time together, you get to know each other, you know, through the group dynamics. Let's really treasure this because I think it will help us as we grow to have more people to, you know, to run to. We'll find out that Gans is this super intelligent, you know, indescribable person that God has blessed our ministry with. And you will see that and you'll say, okay, I'm going to call Gans for this reason, or JJ here. I mean, we just have so much talent here, and we're actually not just cross-section ng churches, even functions. Jing is from finance, JJ is in video, so parang, okay, ano to. It's really a dynamic group, and so let's just enjoy and cherish and respect the dynamism, the variety, the diversity that's represented here, and let's learn all that we can. So I guess, Carlos, now, okay, that's it from me. So, thank you.
Right. I'm also very excited for what's going to happen in the next 12 weeks. This is our first semester. We'll do this for four semesters for over the next 2 years, 36 hours per semester, just enough time to grasp a few key concepts and try to apply it, come back, learn again, then apply it, then come back, learn again, then apply it. So very, very excited. So like Gigi mentioned, we will be learning a lot, not just from the speakers that we will have, and we have a lot of great speakers lined up to help just broaden our understanding, but we're going to learn from one another. And I want to start off, because many of you probably, you're sitting by people who you probably maybe just met also for the very first time. So we're going to spend the next 5 minutes doing this, okay? I'd like to ask you to just take time and in your tables, start a discussion. And we're going to ask three specific questions. First one, obviously, your name and your function, what you do. So here's how we're going to do it. We're going to spend 5 minutes going through this in your tables for the discussion. Then we're going to go around and pass the microphone per table so that you can basically introduce people in your table. And then somebody else answers the second question. Okay, so we're going to do that so everybody has a chance to interact. In 30 seconds, answer this. In 30 seconds, answer that and that. Okay, so we're going to be able to hear from one another today. So the first question is, everybody's names and functions in your team. Like, what does the person do? Don't just give us your job title, okay? Tell us what you do. Explain to us your function, okay? How do you serve that department or this ministry? Okay, what do you contribute? What do you bring to the table? So if you could do that, that's the first question. Second one, what are your personal goals and expectations as you go through this course? Okay, what are your personal ones? Personal for you, as far as you're concerned. If I come home, if I go home, and I know this, or I've learned this, or I got exposed to this, that's huge. So, for you, what are your personal goals and expectations? If you can cite very specific topics that you want in your head, hopefully we can have this discussed. That's also going to be very, very helpful as we continue to develop the curriculum in the next few semesters. And key questions that you're hoping gets answered somehow, like in the back of your head. Like, I've never really completely understood why our structure is the way it is. You know, maybe that's a question that's, you know, just really in the back of your head. So in the second question, goals, expectations, whatever your specific topics that you're hoping to get to get a little bit more information on, or questions that you're hoping gets answered as we go through this course. So that's your personal goals and expectations. Okay. A side question here is, how many years of ministry experience working here in the ministry do you have? Okay? Like, to total this. So in your table, just for you, myself, diba? I actually started serving in the ministry in 2002. So for me, it's about 9 years now. So and then we're going to total that for the table, and then we're going to total that for the whole room. Okay, it's going to be interesting to see how many years of ministry experience this room has. Okay? Just serving in the ministry. And last one is a statement that I'd like to ask the team to just gather together and complete, which is leadership is blank for you. Leadership is blank. And if you can do that, it'll lead us into the topic for today, because we're going to spend the rest of the day learning about leadership. So there, we're going to spend the next 5 minutes doing that in a quick discussion, and then we're going to go around and turn the microphones over to everybody so that you can have that, we can hear from one another, okay? Time starts now. Go.